Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, freaky people, party crashers, what we'll call you. No, it's the freaky people. It's Friday. It's a Fun Factory going on today and Whiskey Fest. All right, that keyword is out there right now. The word is fest. All right, if you want to win these VIP tickets, it's next Saturday. You got to go to just put fest in at bigpartyshow.com powered by Blythewood Creative. Mm-hmm. And hit the contest page and put the keyword in there, and then we'll see if you win. We'll announce a winner on Monday. We've already had a couple winners, so they're pretty happy. They're going to get their drink on.
Yeah. So, and nibbles. Sips and nibbles. Always good. Yeah, for sure nibbles are important when you're at Whiskey Fest. Otherwise, you're going to have not a lot of memories of the day.
But that doesn't really help.
I remember getting there. Like, I remember going up the escalator, and then it just disappears. Oh,
could you imagine? Yeah, it disappears, and you're like, hey.
I woke up with shoes on.
Exactly. All right. So you can reach out to us. All right. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, 915-0962-402 in front of that. Are you ready to get motivated, Molly?
I love it.
You get to pick A, B, or C. A, B. You want to do B?
B. Really?
Well, I don't know. I don't have them labeled. I just have them labeled as A, B, C because you get to pick.
Okay, I thought you were...
Demotivational quote.
Dang it.
It's just all you.
You have survived all of your worst days. Your prize is more bad days to survive.
There you go.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Whew. But so was yesterday, and look how that turned out.
Amen, brother.
Don't give up on your dreams, unless they are statistically unlikely. Hope dies last, but it dies. If you love something, let it go. If you don't love something, definitely let it go. Mm. Basically, just drop everything. Who cares?
Right. I have a real knack.
You
at finding the cloud in every silver lining.
These are demotivational quotes for people who hate motivational quotes. So basically, we have quotes for everything. Because we like to feed the masses. And so, Molly, you know, you've been paying attention, you guys listening. She gets to pick.
I do.
And it's A, B, or C.
I get to pick. And then for whatever reason, my subconscious just migrates to.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah.
Demotivation. God, that's really something. I am like.
Yeah, it is.
Batting a thousand when it comes to finding that motivation.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you need a good kick in the pants. Sometimes you need a little, cross arm, like, really? For you to stand up for yourself, for you to advocate for your happiness.
I will play I'll motivate you guys by the end of this to kick you through the weekend.
That's good.
Okay. So that's for sure. All right. So I want to hit up a couple of these, some of these text messages that we've gotten. Mm-hmm. At 402-915-0962. We do take messages, and you're going to find out quick. All right, so this particular person said if you order – we talked about the fast food hack in McDonald's.
Yes.
I hate cold fries, limp fries, whatever. So basically I order – yeah, limp. I order them with no salt. I hope they're not doing anything to my food. So then basically you just go sit and wait and you got to cook them up fresh. This person said that if you ordered burgers without seasoning, it's also made fresh, nice and hot.
Oh.
Yeah, think about
that. But you have unseasoned burgers then.
Yeah, but you can add condiment. I mean, you know what I mean? It's going to have ketchup and mustard, just say no seasoning. And you can also carry seasoning in your car.
Surprised you don't, along with your silverware, your full dining set, some salt and pepper shakers just right in there. You're like, I need to spice this up a little bit. You need to get yourself like a picnic blanket.
Yeah.
You know, like a little table. Like you should get one of those.
I got one of these things. We do a secret, it's not a secret Santa, but I guess it'd be a secret Santa. I don't know. We trade gifts and stuff like that on Halloween and during Christmas. And for some reason, somebody brought this
plate that sits in the cup holder, and you can just turn it, and so it's like a little tray sitting right there. And I, so
you've
I
got to be kidding me.
I said, screw it on everything else. I want that thing because I like to eat in a car. I'm a car eater, right?
Yeah.
So I tried it and it failed. Didn't work. So there's got to be something out there that I can, that, you know, can be used like that.
Like a tray.
Like a tray.
Well, couldn't yes. you well, get one of those, you know, the bed trays
uh-huh.
where they yeah. have like, I mean, couldn't you just get that and put it in your lap? Like, I mean, but I guess the steering wheel would be in the way. You'd have to get out and go over to the passenger side.
I need it on the side for the most part. So it sits there and I can just grab it and eat, you know. And Wylene and I, the sweet Wylene and I do have two trays that we use. Do you guys have to, that's some old man stuff. That's some
that
old
is
people
some
stuff.
Old couple stuff.
Yes,
do you guys is. Sit in your like Barca loungers with your little trays?
I do.
And she eat dinner sits. Side by side while you watch Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, we do.
Oh my God.
We've gravitated to that. So
that is full on Social Security benefits.
Yes.
Honey, check out the bird feeder. I mean, that is for real. You're like, let's be sure to go do that mall walking. We want to make sure we live forever.
We're 100%, she is anyway, bird feeder mm-hmm. and squirrel. So, yeah, we've
well, squirrels aren't supposed there, to be in so, there, yeah. but then they just, they're jerks, and then they get yeah. in there.
Well, she also bought a, I don't know if I've touched on just, she bought a, like a house for squirrels. That I have to hang up on a tree here before winter. And basically really? She puts this stuff in it. I don't know, like to keep them warm. Yes, absolutely. So that's what has to go up. All right. So, all right. And also this same text.
They have trees and holes. That's what, how did they survive all this time before?
Yeah, I know.
A condominium went up in your backyard.
Hulu has a movie called Fresh about cannibals.
Really?
Yeah.
So, preying upon my nightmare?
Yes. So hit up on Fresh. It's called Fresh. Yeah, write that down. I want to watch that as well. I may have seen it, but it's always the same, you know. It's always the people in a canoe, and they end up pulling over.
It's always. It's... always.
Next thing you know, their face is getting peeled. I mean, it's like,
you it doesn't know. Happen when you live in a city.
No.
When you live in a city, doesn't. You're pretty okay. But all of a sudden, you decide to go hiking.
Uh-huh.
You decide to go adventuring.
Something.
Anything along the Appalachian yeah. Trail, and you are really running the risk
right there.
Of coming up against some cannibals.
Okay, also Chef Boyardee's statue. We talked about there needs to be a Bud Crawford statue. I'm sticking behind that. There has to be one. Someone has to do it. That parade is this weekend for him. And, I mean, he's one of the greatest guys out of, you know, Omaha, oh, yeah. and he stays here, so why don't we do that? But that Chef Boyardee statue that I had talked yeah. about that ConAgra had, they right. moved that a couple months ago. It's now in Milton, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah. I can't believe you've never seen this email, thing.
But what's in Milton? That's the thing I was curious about. They must have like a ConAgra thing.
Yeah, there. I'm thinking so. Because remember, they moved a good chunk of their stuff. Their
yeah, business. But they moved a lot of that to Chicago.
Are they based in Chicago now? Is that the deal?
Yeah, they're like down at Merchandise Mart in Chicago. They're like, I mean, yeah, they're still in Omaha, but I think they moved a lot of their headquarters stuff to Chicago.
Have you ever been down to ConAgra?
In Omaha?
In Omaha?
I mean, I've been down to the campus, but not when they were there.
Okay. It's pretty impressive.
I've been down there now.
Alisa, Oliver's mother-in-law, she works for ConAgra. And they always have this thing every year where they invite the public down there to see what they do, because they do a lot of testing and creating product mm-hmm. down there. It's pretty impressive on the stuff that they prepare. I mean, they have real chefs, like Chef That's Boyardee. So cool.
Yeah, right? Who's a real chef? Hello. Not just a statue, yeah. people, an actual human being.
All right. Then we also have the tattoo shop. I don't know what you guys need to give us who you are. All right. So we can give you guys some proper love. So, yeah, try to, if you shoot the message, let us know who you are, especially a business, because we like businesses, especially local. He's a tattoo shop in Omaha. He promises that there are a lot of butt tattoos, portraits. People that are heavily tattooed have their entire butts tattooed.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? All right. But the back, full back pieces come down onto the butt.
Uh-huh.
Lots of women have beautiful, I thought, beautiful butt cheek work. I didn't see the word work before.
You're just like beautiful like, butt cheek and you just like, wow.
Yeah. Hip projects also lead into that as well. So there you go. We answer messages. We answer text messages. So that's where we're going.
Well, I just think it's interesting that you would get a portrait tattooed on your butt.
I mean, a portrait like a face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On your butt. So like you're sitting on someone's face.
Yeah, you're sitting on someone's face. It's the whole idea, Molly. You're sitting on someone's face. Whose face are you sitting
on?
Whose face would you want to sit on? What would you want to?
If Peter's like, I got your face tattooed on my butt, so every time I'll be like, you're sitting on my face.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I know that you really wanted that to happen because you wanted those seat cushions with your face on them.
Yes, I still do.
Everybody was sitting on your face.
I still do.
I know you're game for it.
Uh-huh.
Personally, I think it's creepy.
So there's not a face you'd want to sit on? Come on.
Oh, the entendre. Double or not. Yes. No comment.
Okay. No comment, it is. All right.
What face would you want to sit on?
I don't know. I haven't put thought into that, but I think I probably should say the sweet Wylene. You know, or my worst enemy. Oh, there you go, Molly. Let's find someone we don't like
and get have tattoos. Their face permanently. That seems like a win for them.
No, we'll have their face tattooed on my butt. Mm. And so whenever I sit down, think about that. Whenever you use the restroom.
Yeah. And they're like, you took the time, energy, and
yes.
skin real estate. You hate me that bad.
Uh-huh.
They're like, you're effed up.
No joke. So, all right. I guess there's no faces for you to sit on. There's got to be
nope.
somebody. No?
No, no, no. All right. Good. Thank you very much.
I had to take Remy into surgery today.
Sweet girl.
I know. She has I got two doodles, people. You guys kind of know. I got a big one that's tequila. She's down to 86 pounds, which is good because I'm trying to get her to 80. And then Remy is 70.
And, so she's much smaller.
Yeah, but I got to get her down to 60.
Wow.
Yeah. So Remy, tequila has lost 4 pounds since the last visit, which is a couple months ago. Remy's mm-hmm. lost a half a pound. So
what,
I'm thinking,
trying to get them runway model ready.
No, they're just too big. You know what they say? It's like, you know, your pets emulate what you are. I mean, yeah. So if I'm laying on the couch, laying around, guess what they're doing? They're doing the same thing. They actually met a cat for the first time.
What'd they think?
They bark at him all the time because we have those feral things running around our neighborhood all
yes.
day long. All day long. And I've always said, you guys are so tough until you meet one in person.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even know what to do. Yeah.
They're such scaredy cats.
They are.
They are such indoor dogs. They're like, what? No.
Had no idea what to do at all. And it's just a sad photo. And because we didn't feed her this morning because she
Look
couldn't
those
eat.
Eyes.
Yeah. And then, so now she's in, she's got a, and that's a scary thing is when you, I mean, just like human beings, it is amazing how there's really no difference. Like she had to do a bunch of pre-op blood work like a human does.
Yeah.
And none of this stuff is cheap. I think it's cheaper to actually go, I mean, for a human than it is for a pet.
Well, yeah, 'cause the insurance.
Oh my God. It's like, I'm just bleeding money right now. Out of this whole thing. And, you know, and it's like, God bless the vets, but it's like where's the bedside? I mean, they have the bedside manners or whatever you call that. What do you call that? Bedside.
How would you know? Maybe they do give good bedside manner to their patient, which is the dog.
Yes, they do. That's to the dog. And awesome. Thank you. But when they hand over the bill,
uh-huh.
they know I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is going to say no What monster person is going to say no unless it's too, way too out of your reach? So they handed me over a bill for $1,800. This is the estimate, right? $1,800 for this surgery. But the pre stuff that happened, that was about 30 minutes span. That was 700 and something. So I'm like, okay.
So you're $2,500 in?
That's just on this. I mean, it adds up. And I had to do the math quickly. And I was like, you know, if we keep going through this, she has a UTI issue. She always has. And every time we go there, they draw urine, they send it to Minnesota. There's another $400 or $500. Boom, boom, boom. Whoa. Well, they had to do a ultrasound on her bladder because we can't seem to fix it. Okay. And then also X-rays, because the ultrasound doesn't give you much. There's two different prices right there.
They're like ultrasound. This guy is fantastic. Just tell him that she's in the slightest bit of discomfort and he will open his wallet and dump it out.
Yes, for the most part. And then they found out that she had two giant kidney stones, which I have a question for people listening. What are those? Pass those things?
No. She said, "Well, you'll know if you pass one. That it's unbelievably painful.
Okay,
it's like ridiculously painful. If you ask people who have passed kidney stones, like it is something that you survive.
That sounds horrible. Really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I've had a couple different friends, usually guys, with kidney stones, and it is. I mean,
well, that's what the vet said. She said because of this, the female." And then the same thing with females, I guess. I guess it's the same. I don't know. I'm learning.
Urethras.
Yeah, their urethra, whatever, is bigger than the whole one on a weenie. A little tiny weenie.
I didn't realize you went to medical school. All of this medical jargon, weenie and holes. My God. Hold on. Dumb it down for us, please. For all of us who didn't go to veterinary school.
Yes. Anyway, it's more painful for dudes than it is for the females.
Reasons. Guys are like, I'm what?
I know. But all right, so they have two. She had two giant kidney stones and a bunch of tiny ones.
Okay.
So I don't know how long she's had it, but she's obviously been in pain for a while. And dogs don't show pain, just like cats. Mm-hmm. Not like that, I guess. You know, otherwise, she'd be crying all the time, but she's never cried.
Maybe she's fine.
Don't say that, because that means I'm doing this for nothing.
No, I'm sure she's in a lot of pain. I'm sure this is probably the best thing that she could have happened to her. You're a good dog dad.
You're not trying to be funny here.
No. Okay. It's hard because it's like real money. And like you said, unlike a person who can say to you, this hurts so bad. Can we please do something? Like the animals just can't.
They can't do it.
If they've gotten to the point where they're whimpering, you know it's bad.
Yeah, it's horrible. Because remember, I learned with Wrigley, the border collie, she had a spine thing, and they wanted $10,000.
Oh.
But it was a deal of there was no guarantee, and it was super bad, and it was getting worse.
Yeah.
So I had to make that decision. And even that vet had, you know, bedside manners for Wrigley, but not for me. Because remember what he said?
Who's the patient here?
Remember what he said? He said, it's okay. I'm like, what's okay? It's okay to let him go. I'm like, oh my God, you told me how much it was.
You're like, it's $10,000, or we talk about a different procedure where you walk out of here alone. You're like, this is terrifying.
Well, we left that because when we took Simon, the white dog there, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. This is all about pets, people. All right, I'm traumatized here on so many different sides. We took Simon, the white dog, Side-Eye Simon, there because he was getting to the point where it's coming. And this particular vet literally said, want to do it now?
You got to get a different vet.
I did. I did after that. And then I realized, well, this vet is like, he's a farm vet type deal.
Okay. Yeah. Where it's so, just an animals yeah. and like, there's not a lot of sentimentality to it. It's just hard tacks.
What do I do now? Hey,
I mean, you're here. Why make an extra trip? You're like, for jeez. See, now I just took Murray to the vet.
Okay.
And
what's going on with Murray?
Oh my God. So they're like, they want to do blood work. And so they did do blood work, and I am the anti you.
Okay.
Okay. So Murray apparently, this is just yesterday, he's got a bald spot all of a sudden.
Where is the bald spot coming from? Is he licking it too much? Is he licking a lot?
No, I think I combed him too much.
You comb your cat?
Yeah.
What is there to comb?
He's got these matted.
We'll just say you brush. You're not combing it.
Kind of.
Okay. All right. All right.
I mean, he's got these matted pieces because he's getting a little bit long in the tooth.
How old is he?
16 years old.
16.
He's going to be 17.
That's an old cat, boy. It's a cat that's seen it all.
Yes. So obviously he's going to live forever. So let's just clear that up.
Okay.
But I took him to, I took him to the vet because they, you know, you'd think there was like a black market for this prescription cat food.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It is. Cause
so this is the thing. Yeah. They said I had to bring him in order for them to write a new prescription. I'm like, for real? And the reason he's on this is because he got kidney stones. So he is on this urinary, this special urinary
soft food. So he got kidney stones too because of the same thing I'm dealing with?
Yeah, but I didn't have a surgery. He just passed them.
Oh, okay. These are too big. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like I gave him some medicine and he passed them. And
Did he scream, holy hell? No,
he didn't make any. No, he's okay. Stoic. He's unbelievable. Yeah, he's a man. My son, my first son. So I have to take him in.
Okay.
Because they won't give me a prescription to Royal Canin urinary SO soft food. I'm like, who do you think I'm selling this off to? You're like, hey, man,
I know.
Got a good line on it. I got an open prescription. You can get urinary food anytime you want.
So, Murray, your cat is stuck on this because Remy's stuck on now. She'll be stuck on this special science diet
forever.
Yeah. Come on.
No.
Come on. I know that's what they told me. And I'm like, okay, this just sounds expensive, but okay.
It is.
Oh,
it is expensive.
Okay. All right.
Very expensive. And apparently it requires an annual doctor visit in order to get a new prescription written. Even though he's a 17-year-old cat who never goes outside and there's nothing about him that has changed. Except for, if it's so interesting that you talk about how your pet mirrors you.
Yes, they do.
He keeps losing weight.
That's because he's old. Oh, wait, are you losing weight? I'm sorry. Was that rude?
Yeah. Just for a second. It's kind of rude. Like, he's old. He's aging away. He's turning into dust. You're like, tell me more about your dog. I hope she's having a great day.
No, what I was saying is that, I mean, I said that your pets emulate the human.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of saying, oh my God, Molly, you've lost so much weight.
Uh-huh.
It went with the old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Both of which. Yes. No, he lost a pound in the last year, which.
That's a lot for him.
That's a lot for a cat. He went from 8 pounds to 7 pounds.
Okay.
They're all like, dude. So they said, oh, well, we want to run some blood work.
Of course.
I'm like, how much is that? They're like, a couple $100. I'm like, whatever. Fine. So they run this blood work and then they come back and they're like, well, we think we might have, but we need to run more tests. Can you bring them in? I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No. I got my prescription. You're not going to see them again until next year. Like, that's it. That's what you got. He's a house cat. Like, and he is my baby and I love him desperately, but like, there's nothing wrong with him except for the fact that he's got a bald spot now. I think it's stress from going to the vet.
I don't know what it is. I'm not saying bad things about vets and stuff like that. And this is not a cat and dog podcast, by the way.
I was going to say, we're like 20 minutes in. We need to switch this up.
We are going to. Remember Megan? Megan, who hates hearing about your cats, she said, and luckily she got on with Rebecca Rosen on Wednesday. She said that if she could, and we just strictly drew, that she would sit through your cat talk. So welcome, Megan.
Megan's like, I should have never made that pact.
No, so the blood work and all that stuff, it's just so when they take out the when they take out the kidney stones from Remy, they put them in the mail and send them all the way to Minnesota so they can do tests on them. Money.
It's a dog.
I don't get it. It's like, why are we doing tests on stuff that's not going back in her?
You can say no. You can say no. Okay. They called me and said, we need additional tests. And I was like, you had your one shot. You shot your shot. You got that $200 out of me. You're not seeing this Lake Manawa feral cat again until you hold his prescription hostage.
How dare you?
And then I will trot him back in there. He wouldn't even come out of his carrier. That's how upset he was.
Because okay,
they had to lift fair. It. They had to pry it open to get him out of there. I was like, this is traumatizing for all of us. He's like in there. He's like, this is terrible. And then he just goes limp. And then that's the worst part, where he just basically is like, do with me what you will. I can't even fight.
Murray. Poor Murray.
Rihanna had a baby.
Hey, I'm going to play this for you. This is called Smile At You. It's smiling between the lines, okay?
Did you hear what I said?
She yes. smiled at him with her lower teeth.
That's so you. Come on. No?
I don't do that.
I'm not saying you do.
You said that's so you. What is that supposed to mean?
You're reading.
Oh, reading a book.
He's reading a book and she's trying. I mean, what kind of line is that? Here's another one right here for you.
She smiled at him with her lower teeth.
God, the internet is so stupid.
All right, I'm going to try this for a third time.
What?
Rihanna had her baby.
Oh,
now you're listening. I didn't
know that. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm having a day. She had her baby. Okay. Did they have a name
a
yet?
A little girl. Yep. Oh. Her name's Rocky.
How many? Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Her name is Rocky after the dad.
And it's so cute. There's a picture of Rihanna holding Rocky, and then there's a picture of little red silk boxer gloves. For her, like baby size boxer gloves. It is the cutest.
Really?
She already has. Yeah. So she already has two little guys with, you know, oh my God, why am I blanking out? RZA and Riot. So ASAP Rocky is her boyfriend slash the father of her kids. But she is absolutely blinged out in this photo with her baby. She's wearing like a $100,000 watch and a $10,000 ring.
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Okay, Rihanna's got this gorgeous, like really lovely watch on, and that's $100,000.
She's and got this billions.
R ring that's like $10,000. It's really neat.
Would you wear a dress like that if you had her money? I mean, she's a billionaire.
Would I wear what dress?
No, would you dress like her? Would you wear stuff like that?
Yeah, I like the way she dresses. I like the way she dresses.
So you would.
She's got some fun style. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got fun style, and she's got really good, I mean, yeah, she's got
a ton
of money.
I love her.
I love her jewelry, but she's got a fashion line.
Do you have any of that stuff? Because that's where she made a lot of that money anyway.
No, so. I don't think she'd be very excited if she saw somebody like me walking around.
What kind of stuff is it?
Time to change up my style on account of the fact that if that person is dressing like me, I've aged out. Yeah. She's like, time to go hide in a cave.
Yeah, well, so it's not like it's Kim Kardashian's line where the Skims and stuff, right?
It's along that way. I mean, she's got lingerie. She's got it all. I mean, okay. It's for all body types.
Do you have any celebrity type gear?
I do not.
You don't? You don't have Jessica Simpson shoes?
No, because they're always like stacked heels. I'm not wearing that stuff.
What else? Who else has stuff? It seems like everyone has something.
Everybody's got something. Everybody's got, but like a lot of it's just like lifestyle stuff. I mean, you know, throw pillows and scented candles and perfume.
Men could do the cologne and the tequila, don't they? They're not doing men panties, right?
You never know. Maybe I could start a line. Never. I could see Travis Kelce being like, I came out with a line of boxer briefs, and everyone would be like, s'more. Gotta have it.
Yeah, you gotta have it. You gotta have it. All right. Well, so congratulations to Rihanna.
And then TikTok on Taylor Swift. I don't know what's going on with Taylor Swift and her bestie, Blake Lively.
Yeah, something happened. Something.
I forgot that Taylor is godmother to her kiddos.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it's not just like they're friends, like they're tied together, but everyone's noting the fact that like Blake Lively didn't say anything when the engagement got announced. Like there was no social media.
Is this due to the Blake Lively and that one? What's the guy?
Yes.
Okay. Cause they just arrested some guy that jumped the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Kelce's place. And Taylor was there, by the way.
In Leawood. Yeah. And so he was in Leawood, Kansas. Yeah. He was trying to, they had papers that he was trying to jump the fence? Deliver. I know. Well, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's
like
weird.
It was really like the middle of the night. He's some private eye. He's a retired policeman. And that's the thing. He's like, I'm probably going to lose my private eye license over this. I'm like, you should. You're going to hop on a fence at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, what are you going to do? You've been served. He was trying to serve papers.
Yeah. Deposition papers.
Because this Justin
something.
Guy is trying to subpoena Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift's lawyers are like, listen, she doesn't have anything to say. And if she does, you have October 20th. That's like the only time in her schedule where she's free to like give a deposition. But the whole thing is so I think it's really put a strain on Taylor and Blake's relationship. And I don't know what the latest is. I mean, you haven't seen or heard from Blake Lively at all.
No.
I feel like this a little bit too with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, because she,
like that he's kind of gone quiet too.
Yeah, because I think he I want to say that he unfollowed or friended, how stupid, but unfriended Travis.
Really?
Or something of that nature. It's so stupid. I mean, I don't understand
Especially for men. Like, you're like, I'm not following you anymore. Okay, Steve.
Well, I'm thinking it's because of Blake's, like, telling, you know, because remember, they went to the games together and, you know.
Maybe he doesn't even know. Maybe she just got on his phone and unfollowed. And
no, like, I'm sure he knows. He does seem like a guy that does what his wife tells him to. He does. I like Ryan Reynolds. I do. I think he's funny, but I think he's smart too. So Blake says,
think doing what your wife says make you smart?
Depends on what it is.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh.
Well, I mean, isn't she always right?
Yes. You're asking the right questions.
Yes, that's right. She's always right.
She's always right.
When she says something, you're just like, yep.
Yeah. Why?
Uh-huh. Why?
Why is that? I know they say happy wife,
happy life.
She's
smarter than you. She's smarter than you. She's better than you. I mean, she's the full package. You are the lucky son of a bitch that got her to say yes. And you need to constantly be reminded of how good you've got it.
Oh, I call her
sweet Wylene is amazing.
I call her wife of the year all the time, you know. Everything she does falls into the category of wife of the year.
It's true.
Yeah. And employee of the month.
Well, let's not go too far.
Hey. That's coming up here shortly. So.
Oh, and you know what? And she was just on the show on Wednesday. So this is your way of just slipping that in. Just getting some FaceTime. So you're like, there it goes. Look, you hadn't thought about that, but now wheels are turning.
I never thought of it. She took half the day off so she can help us with Rebecca Rosen. And she did an excellent job.
She did an amazing
It was flawless,
job.
You know. Absolutely flawless.
I can't wait to have Rebecca on again. I can't either. She was so wonderful. It was great to have her do those readings. She's so kind to share her gift with all of us.
It's funny because, at the end of that on Wednesday, I shot an email out to everybody that had been on. And someone had broken down everything that happened. And it was spot on, for so many people. And then I just, like my stepsister, I had my stepsister on. And my stepfather had passed away, mm-hmm. and she had literally just shot me a text saying I couldn't sleep last night because now everything's coming to her. Everything's coming to her, and she's trying to, I don't know what you would say, but she's dealing with it in a great way because everything's positive. And that's the thing about Rebecca. She gives closure. She's trying to process all of it because there is a lot, and it's hard to sit and process all that stuff in the beginning.
Yeah, in real time.
So I think it was Rachel. She had broken down the whole thing on what she experienced. And then she even said, oh, my God, I saw a tear go down your cheek and you were able to casually wipe it off without – because of my stepfather. He came through. It was a very heavy deal.
Wait, you had a tear? I never saw the tear.
Yeah, see, that's how much Rachel pays attention to me.
Of course, you loved it. You're like, thank you, Rachel. I feel seen. Rachel.
Yeah.
Don't feed into his ego.
Yeah.
Did you really have a tear? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was hard. It was so hard to sit through that. It's it was tough. And it is for everybody because Rebecca Rieslin, you know that. She gives closure. In so many ways to people that are wondering what. And we got so many emails from so many people that want to talk to her. And you guys are going to talk to her. We're going to have her on again and again. And we're going to go through everyone. So don't get frustrated. It's just hard. We're a limited time. I mean, if we would have to get everyone on at the same, we would be here for 7 hours, 8 hours of reads.
I know.
I'd be an emotional mess.
More than one tear.
Yes.
Oh my God, there's a cold making its way through my house.
It's a what?
There's a like an illness making its way through my house.
I got the same thing. I got something going on myself.
It's this respiratory thing.
Is that what? Because mine, I feel like I don't have allergies, but it feels like there's drainage going on. So I've been taking this Benadryl or whatever, and it seems to work a little bit. But yeah, it's something's going on. So is that what it is? Is there something going on? I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So right. I am the, I'm the angriest sick person. Like Peter always says, like, I don't know what's worse, you taking care of sick people or you yourself being sick.
I would hate you to take care of me.
Oh, I'm the worst.
I would believe so. I feel like you would throw whatever at me laying in bed. You'd throw some bread at me or something.
I mean, that's the thing. I think part of it is that's how I process concern.
Okay.
Like Peter being sick, I get worried, I don't want to see him sick or whatever. But at the same time, I also lose my patience with like, all right, let's not wallow. Okay.
Jeez.
Like, suck it up. We all got a life to live. We all got stuff to do. You can't be that sick. Oh, yeah. No, honestly.
Is he a bad sick person then?
Who knows? I can't be the judge of that. I think everybody's a terrible sick person except for me. And the only reason I'm not a terrible sick person is because I'm so angry about being sick, I lie about it.
Okay. You're like, a mom. Your moms have
Peter's
to
like,
do that.
Do you have a fever? I'm like, no. And he came up to me last night and he touched my forehead. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, you feel warm and clammy. I was like, well, just mind your own business.
Jeez.
Get all up in my – he's like, why don't you go lie down? I'm like, I don't need to lie down. I am fine as I stand there flop sweating in the middle of the kitchen.
Oh, my God. You are angry.
Oh, my God. I'm the angriest. I am so mad at my body.
Oh, my God.
I'm so mad. I was like, you had one job. You had one job, and that was to stay well. And you couldn't even do that.
Well, the thing is that the sweet Wylene, she doesn't express her illness either. Mm-hmm. I think it's a mom thing. I think you women think it's a weakness of some sort where we just want to be coddled and hugged and petted. You guys
Like Peter will give me updates.
Up.
Okay. It's so funny. Like, Peter will give me updates. He's like, oh, I took my temperature. Oh, it looks like it's down. I'm like, nobody asked. Don't care.
Oh, God.
Like, he's trying to get an ounce of concern out of me. He'd be like, I think I'm going to try tea with honey just because my throat. And I'm like,
try
right
away.
Over there. Yeah, exactly. Sip, sip. Then go hide in your room. Don't get the rest of the house sick.
I think we're all fighting
because
something.
Because this is the thing.
What's that?
I did not, if you wanted to be ostracized or set aside in my household growing up, all you had to do was say you were sick. That was the quickest way for everybody to just poof, disappear and leave you alone.
Okay.
And that was the thing. Like, I didn't grow up in a house where, you know, you talk to some people and the way they get attention or the way they get comfort is being sick, because when that happened growing up, they had a mom that was all very taking, oh, why don't you lie down? Da, da. I did not have that growing up.
Your mom, like, it seemed like your mom would be very attentive to you if you were sick. She's an angel.
She's an absolute angel.
Yeah.
But she was also a working single mom and you couldn't be sick.
Okay. Yeah. I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure you had the same thing with your mom. Where
my mom was
like,
whatever, get up and go to school. I mean, it was like, get up. I don't care. You know, like I was trying to pull something over on her.
I could have been, also
yeah,
could have been
very much.
You're like, how many days can I miss school? You're like, how many shop classes are you going to take?
So yeah, that's probably it then. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm not whining yet.
Change the seasons.
But I will, but
there's all sorts of stuff going on. Plus I've got kids in school. It's like we send them off every day to a Petri dish.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, they come home with God knows what and all that kind of stuff.
You want to do what the Wylene? You want to see what she's
got?
Oh,
my God, yes, I want to see. What is she serving up this week?
She's serving up.
Or today.
You guys ask about the butthole sunning all the time, and this is another one of my practices. I don't always talk about it, but it's well known that your sphincter or your butthole is one of the most sensitive or thin mucous membranes in the body. 30 seconds of sun on the butthole is like 8 hours of sun outside.
Ow.
With your clothes on. And so let's face it, the sun is the source of all energy, is the source of all life on planet Earth. And your butthole is the thinnest mucous membrane on the body. And so you're getting that sunlight up into the channels of the body. You're giving yourself a nice energetic butt plug. And so, and sun on your testicles or your private parts, if you're a woman, good for any kind of candida, vaginosis. And so for men, sun on your testicles or naked sun is good for testosterone boosting.
Look at that.
So you don't need a lot, 30 seconds to 5 minutes. Maximum. You don't need sunscreen. You just need good nutrition. And so this is going to energize you for the whole day. This is just energy for the soul. You tell me how you feel in the comments below.
Energy for the soul. That's a thing. People like to tan their butts. Their buttholes. That's a thing.
I mean, I guess that's when you get to see all those butt tattoos.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever known anyone to do butthole tanning? This is a very weird conversation.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And if they have, they have not shared it with me. Probably because they were afraid that my bedside manner would come out and be like, yeah, what? No, yeah. Nobody asked.
Butthole tanning, who would have thought?
Wow, have you tried it?
I have not tried it.
Because you are a backyard nudist.
Yeah,
so why don't you give it a whirl?
Well, so you heard him. He said 5 seconds to 5 minutes.
No, what, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I'm sorry. 30 seconds to 5 minutes. What? My question is this, I guess. What happens if you burn that part? So I'm not willing to risk that.
Well, you just start off with 30 seconds and work your way up.
But it's kind of funny all the benefits that you can get out of the sun. Because you're always needing sun. You always need sun. I'm helping you.
I like it with my clothes on. Thank you very much. I'm barely ever in a swimsuit, let alone naked, tanning my bottom half.
Hey,
good God.
That is, I mean, well, hey.
Well, I mean, think about it. Just for you, you've got, you know.
Sun's good.
Yeah, apparently.
Sun's
even
good.
Even for your fellas. I mean.
And your vajayjay. You said it.
No, I think that was like to clear up, like, it sounded like something was wrong.
Down. Oh, really?
And, yeah, like when he's like vaginal something. No, that sounded like a cold.
Okay.
And you know how I feel about illness, we've established in today's show.
All these people are getting those testosterone, you know, shots and everything like that. Have you thought
about doing that for yourself?
No, not really. I'm good. I think I'm good. I don't know. My doctor doesn't recommend that stuff. It's kind of like chiropractors and doctors, you know, some doctors mm-hmm. are like, whatever. I think it's kind of the same deal.
Okay.
My doctor is El Natural. He's probably tanning his butthole right now.
He's like, listen, I can see you in between butthole tanning. Yeah. I've got a little sliver of a window.
I'm not saying that's my doctor, but does that. But I could see him doing that for some reason. Doing that.
That to me just seems like chunky jewelry and like hemp shoes.
Does
like
it really?
Anybody who's out there. Yeah, like it seems real. Summer solstice-y.
Well, those guys, that guy obviously does, what do you call the douche stuff when you put it up to your intestines? What's that called?
Stop it.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a medical procedure.
No, I'm not talking about colonoscopy.
No, I know.
Okay.
But you've got to go to like the pharmacy to get it. It's not like something where you're like figuring that out.
What do you mean the pharmacy? No, you don't. You get the douche bag. I mean, the thing, that little red thing that you see at the Walgreens.
That's the pharmacy. Walgreens. You're not finding it at Target.
Producer Justin, we go everywhere, don't we?
Justin's like, good God, I got to quit this show. Day one, we broke him. He's like, I quit. Done. He's like, listen, I got to get out of here, guys. I got to go suntan my butthole, apparently. Justin, I'm so sorry.
Anybody out there tans their butthole, man or woman, give us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com or text us or call us if you want to, 402-915-0962. I need to know if this is an actual thing.
You're like, this is a top priority.
Well...
All right, so Fun Factory.
Oh, what about it? This? Are we hitting Fun Factory already? I got so much.
Well, actually, I want to say,
what's that?
You have what?
I have so much. No, we can pick it back up. What do you got? You want to say what? I'm sorry.
I just wanted to thank Bythewood Creative.
You're
talking about like the website is another way you can get in touch with
us.
Be sure to like sign up and subscribe. We've got weekly newsletters going out reminding you about what's been going on the show. We've got monthly newsletters that let you know all sorts of fun stuff.
You know what we should do, Molly, real quick? We should put like, you know how Taylor Swift does Easter eggs?
Mm-hmm.
We should put little Easter eggs and we can give away stuff.
I don't know how that would work. No. I'm just thinking
I can just give away something in the studio. Like I can give away that hat, the Party Crasher hat. And give away this pen. You know, it's fun stuff.
Okay, I mean, the Party Crusher hat, there'd be.
Maybe that's what we need to do. Okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry, Blake.
Okay, Bythewood Creative. Yeah. Been around since 2015. You can check them out at bythewoodcreative.com. Make something remarkable happen. This is the thing that's important about Bythewood Creative. We worked with them, and I mean, I love our website. It has a big energy. It's got a really great sleek look, and that's all thanks to Bythewood Creative. So if you're looking for tailored solutions – built specifically just for you, bythewoodcreative.com.
Okay. Yeah, they did a great job. I love our website. People, go visit it and go get some merch. Go get some merch already. We got some new merch out. We got some Husker merch. I'll just say Nebraska merch. We got Nebraska merch and we got some.
In Iowa
merch. We got all kinds of stuff. All right, Fun Factory. What's your morning ritual?
I want to show you guys how I get ready for work. Really easy. Ready? That's it.
There you go.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. What else do I? All right. Question of the day. Who want the question of the day?
Why are we not just making out with each other like all the time? Like what else are we doing? Like, are we going to work? For what? We're gonna die someday. It's, I mean, why are we doing anything? Should be making out. God damn it.
I love that guy. That guy is great. Also, all right, and we have the great debate. Here we go.
Hello, hi. Can somebody explainers to me why we say two G's in the word longevity? I've been up all damn night, and I don't understand. Look, say the word longevity. Longevity. Look, it's only got one G in longevity, but we say it twice. We don't say longevity. We don't say longevity. We say longevity. So there's got to be another G, I don't know, in here, between the here, or maybe perhaps here. Because so I've been up all damn night. Can someone please tell me why we say the G in longevity twice? I've been up all damn night.
It's got a good point.
That's called, you're like, brought to you by meth.
Or weed.
Oh, no, that's not weed. Weed's not going to keep you up all night talking about G's. That's the thing where he's like, I just got done grouting my tub. Yes. And I've been thinking about this for a while. You're like, oh, boy. Put down
longevity. Longevity. I mean, longevity. I mean, I've watched this that video.
Longevity. What if you did longevity?
Longevity.
Longevity.
Is it long or long? It's long. Long or long.
This is gonna be up all night. Where it's like you're like, I'm you need some meth to figure this out.
Before we let our last motivation to send you through the weekend, don't forget we take those fun we take the no dumb questions. You can send them on over to bpscrasher@gmail.com or text us at 915-0962. And yeah, we get that done on Monday. We'll announce that Monday winner for the VIP passes, people, to Omaha Whiskey Fest. So if you haven't done it, just put your name in, sign up for a newsletter too, by the way, while you're doing all this. And then, yeah, hit up bigpartyshow.com. And if you win, you can give it to someone else that likes whiskey. All right. It's an experience is what it is. It's fun.
21 and over.
21 and over. All right. Let's motivate. And we're going to roll out of here.
Rise and shine, you gorgeous cup of sunshine. Butterflies can't see the color of their wings, but we can see how beautiful they are. Yep, this is a metaphor about you. You might not see how powerful and brilliant and unstoppable you are, but we see it. And today, it's your turn to believe it, too.
All right, go believe it. Go believe it. It's going to be a nice sunny weekend. Tan your butthole and keep us updated on everything. All right, we'll see you guys Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.